School spending is the focus of tonight's budget hearing in the city of Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one portion of the district proposal that's expected to sail through is the closing of a school.
Last year, parents at Elmwood Elementary School on South Avenue in Syracuse put up a fight when the district suggested closing the school. They won't be doing that this year, though. PTO President Twiggy Bilyeu says the thing that's changed their minds, looking at test scores out of the school.
Last year, we were told they needed it for swing space. If they would have told us at that point that our kids, that 91% of all kids were not passing, that's ridiculous. No one else would accept it. So it's time that we do something to stop this vicious cycle of failing.
Closing Elmwood will save the district $3 million. That still leaves a $24 million budget gap, which the district would close by borrowing on future state aid. Does that concern Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, who ultimately signs off on the spending?
It is actually just a fancy accounting mechanism. What troubles me about the school district is the same thing that troubles me about the city. There are one shots, but we have to have really sustainable reform in order to have a meaningful, balanced budget and to be able to move forward.
There will be a hearing on the entire city budget later this week. Common councilors vote on the spending plan next Monday. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.